You little beauty! Oh, I'm going to grin and smile and cheer forever. We spent the week discussing and arguing over what to put on our banners. And in the end, we cut up a big sheet and made four large banners and painted these slogans. Jack Midson, God on Legs. Beano for England. Ryan Clark, Magnetic Hands. And the last one for me, I was here last time. 3-0. I sent a text of the God on Legs one to Jack Midson, who couldn't believe it. Chris Hargreaves, he was getting the usual butterflies. My wife won't come to the playoffs anymore, he said a couple of weeks ago. She said it's too nervy. Guess where she was on Sunday? At Wembley, of course. I found a photo from August's game against Chester. It was Ryan Clark with Chris Carruthers and I. And I sent it on to Chris with a comment. How strange to see us a few months later at Wembley against each other in this all-important decider. And he came back all excited too, especially after his winner against Luton. And so, we woke on Sunday morning saying, in 12 hours, we could be promoted. But first, there was the small matter of a family christening in Basingstoke. We said months ago we couldn't commit on the date just in case. But then the match was put back to 5 o'clock and we could go to both after all. Timetables worked out. Deadlines agreed to make it to the train. Interviews arranged and done for Talk Sport and BBC Oxford. And Blue Square Prem PR chap says Oxford will outnumber York 3-1. We'll have that scoreline too, I said. They've got a celebrity fan, the Archbishop of York. Well, we'll get our bishop promoted too then, won't we? And then the train was rammed, barely enough standing room only. Someone pushed the emergency button by accident. And later than expected, we were with the thousands of yellow fans at Wembley. Quick chat with BBC Oxford, Jack's dad, and then inside we go. Oh my, nothing. Absolutely nothing prepares you for Wembley Stadium. It's massive, beyond massive. The noise is exceptional, and we're right up in the roof. We hang our banners off the front row, and later, when we go to retrieve them, they're gone. Gone? Gone? Who's got them? A friendly steward slides us onto the front row, and the game begins. Ryan Clark tips over a certain goal. Matty Green delivers a wonder strike. And 20 minutes in, Beano is blasted in the second. And then comes Magnetic Hand's blunder. Oh no! Are we going to score every goal today? Yes, we are. The second half seems certain to see York equalise. Especially when Beano misses a sitter with 5 minutes to go. But Alfie Potter, little boy wizard, steps up to score the wonder goal that seals the day, the win, the trophy, the promotion! And Robin turns to me and says, so, do you want to go up automatically or up like this? He's right. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can take away the joy, the magic, the memory of winning the big prize at Wembley. Even Mrs. Mallet agrees, and her usual comment is, why are they changing ends at half-time? It beats a win at Kidderminster or Eastbourne any day to win at Wembley. And even though our treasured banners have gone and will no doubt turn up on eBay, if you get one, please pass them on to the player because that's where we were going to deliver them this week. We won! We're there! And every time we go to Wembley, we score three. Is that the joy of being an Oxford fan? I hope so. But not another 15 years, please, before another promotion. I like this so much. I'll have the same next year, please. And we outnumbered York 3-1. Oh, yes. That was the final score.